Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Louise Ty.
Dublin's hit music station, FM 104, Louise with you until 1 o'clock. I'm now joined on Zoom by Married at First Sight Australia's Jessica Power. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm well. How are you?
Good, good. So it's been quite a few years since you recorded this, but we're getting it new.
It has, you know what, like I sit there sometimes feeling that I'm just reliving 2019. It's like Groundhog Day. It's over and over and, you know, bringing up past emotions and memories and triggers. It's been fun.
Is it strange to kind of have to think back to that time when obviously you joined the show and then all the decisions that you made after that?
Well, look, not really for me, because I don't know if you watched it, but I definitely made some big impact decisions that it will forever be embedded into my brain, like a hot rod.
Yeah, I can imagine. So what was your initial when you went to join the show? Why did you do it? What was the reason for it?
So I was actually approached 3 times to apply for the show. I mean, and everyone says, oh, Jessica Power's approached. It's actually really easy. They have scouts out at bars, clubs. I got approached through my Instagram. And, you know, each time I said no for certain reasons. And then the final time I was like, you know what? I'll chuck my name in the hat. I won't get on, but we'll just see what happens, you know. And I think, like, within the next 2 weeks, I was basically getting married. It was such a whirlwind. I don't think I let my head catch up to my body until like halfway through it. And I was like, okay, this is serious. So this is happening.
It must be insane. Because obviously when you're getting married anyway, it's a bit of a crazy time. But to be marrying somebody you haven't met and you don't know, that must be strange. What was the feelings that were going through at that point?
Do you know what? I was so tired. I was so tired because I hadn't slept properly. I was just freaking out. I was having arguments with family members about haircuts and what and everything, just the silliest things. So I didn't really sleep too much. I was so sleepy on the way to the actual wedding ceremony. And my producer's asking me questions and I'm just not really giving her anything back. And she's like, come on, Jess, like, you know, you're marrying a stranger. Like, how do you feel? And I was like, I don't know how I feel. My dad was there as well, and he was so off of the fact that I was doing the show. He watched it the season prior and he used to call me and bitch about the show and go, oh, and the bloody lips and the this and all the behavior, because dad doesn't have Instagram or social media. So he hadn't seen that I had, you know, the bloody lips. And And so, you know, I remember ringing him when I got the call saying I was on the show, and I said, Dad, like, I've got to tell you something. I'm going on a show. And he's like, what show is that? And he goes, oh, don't tell me it's that bloody Married at First Sight. And I said, well, it is. And he's like, oh, it's not. And I said, yeah, sorry, Dad. And he's like, oh, no, please tell me you're joking, Jess. So he was just, like, really pissed off that he had to even give me away to something fake. He was as rough as my dad looks. We are very we do come from like a very strict Christian family.
Yeah,
we don't practice, you know, all of the major, like, you know, Christianity things, but dad was just, you know, marriage and stuff is something that's
important to him
and it's sacred. So he was just like, what?
He didn't understand it at all.
Yeah, I know. And then imagine giving me to Mick. Dad was just like, nah, I'm not having a bar of it.
I think for me, it was watching the best man's speech that I was like, oh, really? You know, it kind of is like, is that the point where you're just like, who have I married?
You know what? I didn't actually judge Mick based off of his best man speech, because if I was judged based off of some of, you know, the behavior that my friends show sometimes, I would, you know, be the same. But I don't think that's fair. But the funny thing about that best man speech was that each speech at the wedding, whether it was mine, whether it was, you know, my bridesmaids, anyone's, had to be pre-approved by production.
Interesting.
And they actually they turned that speech down. They said, no, way too deplorable, way too full on. Here's the other speech. And so he was, Roxy, Mick's best man, was like, yeah, no worries, I'll do the speech you want me to. And just belted out this speech that he like got declined for.
Wow.
And I was just sort of sitting there. I thought it was kind of funny because like Mick's not my husband. Mm-hmm. I didn't know him. I was just sort of sitting there going, is this actually happening?
Is this real? Is this real life?
Yeah, you know, but that was a speech you tell at you know, a hen's night or a 21st or something, not to a group of people on national TV who you don't even know. Like, I could have just sat there and been like disgusted in it, but luckily I have a sick sense of humor and I kind of was trying anything to break the ice.
Yeah, you kind of just sat in the moment of it and just laughed, I think, didn't you?
Well, I was looking over at my dad and I could see like the steam just like rolling out of his ears. And I was thinking, you know what? My dad doesn't care about TV. He doesn't care about like cameras, producers. If my dad's pissed off, like, yeah, I can't control him.
Just let him do his thing.
Yeah, I was like, oh no, Dad, please don't get up. Please don't get up. And I was there as well. So both my dads were there. And they were sitting together and I was like, please just stay seated. Please just stay seated.
just for now, and we'll deal with it later.
Oh geez, it was, yeah, Broxy, that was, he actually twice in the filming and being with Mickey threw a little bomb in there that just made my brain go, what the hell?
And I know we're only getting bits of it when we watch the show, but when, at what point was it that you're like, oh, I don't think I like Mick like this, but I quite like Dan?
I actually didn't like Mick before Dan walked in. So Mick and I, we sort of like, we weren't vibing.
Yeah.
And I'm a real affectionate. I need to be like attracted to my partner. Mm-hmm. And Mick looked really handsome on the wedding day. But you know what it is with guys in suits?
Yeah.
When you see him out in the office and they're in their everyday clothing, you're like, oh. So, but it wasn't even just everyday clothing. Mick would wear like ripped singlets, like covered in stains, covered in shit from his sheep. He just really didn't present himself, and I just thought, you know, wouldn't you want to put your best foot forward when you've just met somebody? So weren't vibing like that. And then also he abused the absolute hell out of my family at his homestay, which we had to reenact that one fight. And he also told me that he was going to sleep with a escort because he was, and I quote, as toy as a Roman sandal, and I don't put out, but I walk around in short shorts and tops with no bra on. And this is what he did, and I'm not even joking. He goes, big dog's got to eat. So, you know, like after that, I was kind of like, I don't know if I really even want to be in the same room as you right now.
Yeah, that's not very nice.
Yeah, well, I was ready to leave after that homestay, and then we had the, and I was saying, I'm going home, and they've obviously gone, no, like, who's going to be our villain? And so they brought Dan in, who was everything on my checklist. So, you know, a little bit of cheekier, I guess, you know, hopeful wish,
temptation there perhaps.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what, I've been here for so long. I've been there for 3 months, left my family, my friends. Yeah. And I generally felt, Dan and I had an instant connection from the second we met. So.
Do you think it's harsh that you've been kind of labeled husband stealer?
Definitely, because you know what? Like, I totally get it. I used to watch reality TV shows before I was on one and go, oh my God, I can't believe she drew that. Oh my God. And I'd read all the articles and go, oh my God, guess what? So-and-so is pregnant. But then, you know, coming off a show and knowing how it works. Like, how can I be a husband stealer when I'm not married to the guy? Mm-hmm. I don't even know him. We've just met. It's very evident that we are not getting along. It was very evident that Tamara wasn't into Dan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, how is that cheating? In the real world, like, I would totally take the label as a cheat if I was cheating on, like, my partner, because that's somebody who I've actually actively seeked out to be with. I want to actually be with them. Like, mm-hmm. that's a real relationship. This is not real.
Yeah.
It's not real. And, yeah, okay, Mick was upset. But you know what? Mick and Tamara knew about the affair for a lot longer than what everybody knew on the show. Mm-hmm. The night where we all had the girls' night and I said some things to Ning, Tamara knew. Tamara pulled me to the side and she goes, honey, I know. If you want to be with him, just let me know. But I wasn't allowed to say on camera. And you can ask Tamara that. She'll agree. Her and I are good friends now.
Oh, that's good. Cool. That's nice to hear. Yeah.
Yeah. So Mick and Tamara, they knew. But, you know, once your pride's hurt, you feel embarrassed on TV, of course you're going to act it up and, you know, get a little bit more emotional and upset than
get a bit of sympathy. You know, everybody loves that.
That's when we swapped. I was looking at them going, are you guys for real? Like, what?
They were playing the game.
So I was like, all right, well, I'll put my mask on too then and just be like, oh, you know.
But anyway. And how has it been since it's finished? Because obviously we mentioned already that it's been a little while, but how has it been for you since that time?
You know what? It just hasn't stopped. It has not stopped. And, you know, like, I definitely don't look at myself as a celebrity. I don't look at myself as anybody better than anyone or on a level up from anybody. But normally by this time, you know, your fame or whatever it is has dwindled. Mm-hmm. Mine just it doesn't stop.
That's a nice complaint.
Why are people so interested in me? But you know what it is? It's because I'm so insane. Like, that I'm so outrageous that people just must have to watch just to see if you know, is that really like how she is? It's so entertaining.
What does she do next?
Yeah, literally, like, I like articles, the articles that come out are outrageous. Like, they will write anything. I think I ate like some cheese on my Instagram story and there's an article everywhere. Jessica Power eats an entire cheese, wheal of cheese. You know, how does she keep her figure? And I'm like, I don't care, but like, whoa. So it just hasn't stopped. I've been so busy. But you know what? So many amazing opportunities have come out of it. And the one thing I'm happy is that I'm able to financially support my sister and my family and, mm-hmm. you know, do things that I just probably never would have been able to do. So at the end of the day, I have to say the controversy has sold. Being the controversial ones paid mm-hmm. off because, you know.
And now you're all friends again, which is nice. So it's all kind of come full circle.
Yeah, so Tamara and I are good friends. Mick and I made up. Dan and I good. Like, it's just all everybody else that's butthurt about it. And Cyrell, she never seemed to shut up about me.
Oh, dear. But you weren't very well last week. Can we just check? Are you okay now?
I wasn't very well. Oh, yeah. I had a kidney infection. I thought it was a flu and I left it. My partner was like begging me by the end of it to please go to the hospital. Mm. I went and they were like, you're so lucky you didn't do any damage. So yeah, I was real sick.
But you're all good.
But I'm all right.
Perfect.
I mean, I'm drinking a wine. Kidney infection? What?
Why so not?
If my doctor listens to this.
But you guys aren't in lockdown. You're actually okay. You're not like us.
Yeah, we basically have zero restrictions at the moment.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
I know. Do you know what? We did 3 months of hard lockdown like you guys did. Mm-hmm. And this is going to say, everyone's going to be like, oh, 3 months. But it turned me inside out. I don't know how you're doing it. Props to you guys.
I think at this stage, it's just normality and we're just kind of sitting in it, you know, riding it out and all that.
Yeah, you know what you'll do? What I found once I come out of isolation for 3 months was I found myself, I'm really reclusive now. I'm not as like, mm-hmm. you know, social. So I don't, you know, I think your lockdown will finish and you guys all just won't know how to like turn the doorknob on the door to get out.
It's so true. We won't want to stand near anybody at all, ever. sure, look, we'll work through it. But Jessica, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. And best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much. Bye.
FM 104 Sunday Night Live with Louise Tai.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.